Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. President Biden has again attempted to blame his poor performance during his debate with Donald Trump last week on illness. In an exclusive interview with ABC News presenter George Stephanopoulos, his first since the debate, Mr. Biden said he'd been exhausted and had a very bad cold.
I was sick. I was feeling terrible. Matter of fact, the docs with me, I asked if they did a COVID test because they were trying to figure out what was wrong. They did a test to see whether or not I had some infection, you know, a virus. I didn't. They just had a really bad cold.
And did you ever watch the debate afterwards?
I don't think I did, no.
Earlier, the president told supporters at a campaign rally in the swing state of Wisconsin that he was not quitting the race, despite further reports of unease among senior Democrats. Britain's new Prime Minister, Keir Starmer, has appointed his senior government team after the centre-left Labour Party swept to power in Thursday's general election. Addressing flag-waving supporters in Downing Street, Sir Keir said his aim was to rebuild Britain and restore trust in politics. The BBC's Chris Mason is in Westminster.
What's curious about this particular election is the scale of Keir Starmer's success in terms of winning seats, his majority, and yet the share of the vote that Labour managed is actually pretty limited. So critics will say it is broad, but it's not particularly deep. And then there's the scale of the challenges that Keir Starmer will face, just as Rishi Sunak faced. And we know all of those, don't we? Whether it's the NHS, the tax burden, the public finances, the international picture. That is huge.
Reacting to Labour's election victory, President Biden congratulated Keir Starmer and said the two leaders spoke about their joint support for Ukraine in its war against Russia and their shared commitment to peace in Northern Ireland. Here's our diplomatic correspondent, Paul Adams, on the international issues facing the new Prime Minister.
Ukraine and Gaza will be on the agenda when Keir Starmer joins NATO leaders in Washington in 4 days' time. It'll be a chance for the Prime Minister to assess Joe Biden's performance and ponder, perhaps, the possibility of dealing with a very different president in a matter of months. The UK's role as a cheerleader for Ukraine could be trickier if Donald Trump returns to the White House. Potential challenges in Europe, too. Labour speaks of a reset. But if Marine Le Pen's right-wing national rally wins the second round of France's parliamentary elections on Sunday, cooperation on issues like migration could be more complicated.
Votes are being counted in Iran's presidential election runoff. Polling was extended by 6 hours because of what the authorities described as a late surge in voting. The second round ballot was between a hardline conservative, Saeed Jalali, and a reformist candidate, Masoud Pezeshkian. BBC News. An Israeli delegation led by the Mossad chief, David Barnea, has returned home for consultations after meeting mediators in Qatar for ceasefire talks on Gaza. The discussions also cover the possible release of Israelis held hostage and of Palestinian prisoners. After weeks of stalled negotiations, the prospects for a deal have been raised by a revised proposal from Hamas. The Turkish authorities say a suspect has been detained after scans of passports and identity cards of more than 3 million Syrian refugees were leaked online amid heightened anti-Syrian sentiment in the country. Yusuf Taha reports.
The identity details were shared on the Telegram channel of a 14-year-old boy. The channel also called for attacks on Syrian refugees. Turkey's Interior Ministry said it would bring to justice those who used children to cause chaos. The Interior Minister said over 1,000 people were arrested on Friday for suspected involvement in anti-Syrian unrest across the country. It was triggered by the alleged abuse of a young girl by a male Syrian relative in the Turkish city of Kayseri. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan condemned xenophobia and anti-refugee hatred as unacceptable, saying they'd get Turkey nowhere.
Hurricane Beryl has been downgraded to a tropical storm after hitting southeast Mexico. Forecasters said it had begun to weaken as it struck the Yucatan Peninsula. President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said there were no reports of casualties. The storm is expected to head northwards through the Gulf of Mexico. In the European Football Championship, France are through to the semi-finals. They beat Portugal 5-3 on penalties. The game had remained 0-0 after extra time. In the day's other match, the host Germany were knocked out. They were beaten 2-1 by Spain after extra time. On Saturday, England plays Switzerland and the Netherlands face Turkey in the last quarter-final matches. BBC News.